What is up, everybody? This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And thank you, Jacob, for that little outro and that little plug, that little shout out. Always means a lot when you get people from the station shouting out the work you do, the shows that you produce. Another show I want to shout out as well, Typically Tuesdays, Leslie. I heard that shout out last week, and it always means a lot, so thank you so much. We've got a more traditional episode of Analog Archives. I mean, as traditional as a show that's only been running for 6 episodes can really be. But last week was a bit of a weird one. You know, I found this old record from 1963, I believe, and it was just a record that essentially served as a method of testing the quality of your sound system through various sound effects, and it was pretty wacky. But I had a lot of fun producing that episode, and I hope you had a lot of fun listening to it. But we're back to some music from some musicians. So with that being said, first band or group or artist that we have for today is none other than Furry Things. Let me grab this piece of paper right here. So this is Furry Things with their album The Big Saturday Illusion. This came out in 1995. And this is some sort of shoegazy, noisy, electric, drone-y. There's a lot going on. And this is a group from Texas. And I believe they only released one other full-length album other than this and didn't really produce any music together outside of that. For the players, we got Ken Gibson on guitars, vocals, drums, and piano. We've got Kathy Shive on bass and vocals. We've got Charlie Woodburn on drums. We've got Vance Freeman on the farfisa. We've got Karen Kopicki on flute. We've got Chris Michaels on Roland organ and piano. And we've got here Vanessa Mitchell on harp. Wow. Yeah, so there are a lot of instruments on this album, and I was able to listen to a bit of it, and it's very, very intriguing. So I thought I would start off tonight with the first track off of this album. It's called Introism. Hope you enjoy. Hope you enjoy. right, once again, that was 40 Things with Introism. We're going to go right in to the next track.
Right now I'm California.
Which is titled Still California. Hope you enjoy. Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, once again, that was none other than Texas shoegaze rock band Furry Things with the track Still California. And, you know, when looking into a bit more about this group, I was actually able to find a interview that came out with Ken Gibson, who, as I said earlier, was the did guitars, vocals, piano, and drums for the band. So, you know, one of the lead members. And the interesting thing about this interview is that it came out in April 2024. That's right. This is an album that came out in 1995, and he did an interview specifically about this album 29 years later, if my math is correct, and I think it is. And that is really, really awesome, especially for, you know, someone like me who hopes to be able to do that with this show later on. And I think the initial description of this album that the interview gives, this is an interview by Brett Abrahamson of Perfect Sound Forever, which is an online music magazine. And it describes this album by Furry Things, which is titled The Big Saturday Illusion, as one of the lost classics of the 1990s. It's a head-spinning mixture of shoegaze, psychedelia, and noise, fried with a distinctly Texan craziness, which, you know, I've never been to Texas, so I guess I can't vouch for that, but, you know, there was some craziness going on in those first two songs. And one thing I also find interesting, too, is that the interviewer mentions at the very beginning of the interview, you know, many of the songs on the Big Saturday Illusion could have been hits. Still California in particular should have done well on college radio, and wouldn't you know it, it's doing well now. So yeah, with that being said, the Ken Gibson does respond by saying that it was a long time ago, but the reception for the album at the time was pretty good, and they did get some radio play, specifically college radio play. And we're bringing it back now, 29 years later. So with that being said, I'm going to play the next track, which has some fun sounds going for it. And you'll see why in a sec. This one is titled Cats. Let's see if I can get the groove going. All right, I was almost there. So close. All right, this one is Cats by Furry Things, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for listening thus far. once again, that was Cats, and no, that was not me messing with the record player. The song really just did do that, and I really love those synthesizers that really made it sound like there were cats on the track, but I don't think there were. Anyways, this next one is titled Attic. Once again by Furry Things, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, CJSF's in-house archive show, which does deep dives into the extensive physical music archive of the radio station, the biggest music collection on Burnaby Mountain. That is right, and you have been listening to a few songs from Furry Things off of their 1995 album, The Big Saturday Illusion. One thing I've been doing throughout these songs is also talking about this interview that was done recently about this album, which came out almost 30 years ago. And at one point, the interviewer asked Ken Gibson, who was one of the lead members of the band, who wrote the songs? Because apparently, there's not really any specific information regarding songwriting credits. And according to Ken Gibson, the majority of the tunes were written by himself, as well as Kathy, another member of the group, and Charlie as well, another member of the group. So afterwards, the interviewer asks if he still keeps in touch with either of them, and apparently he does, which is always nice to know that, you know, after 30 years, these people that formed a group who played music together and whose music is now 30 years later here at this radio show. So that is a beautiful thing in my opinion, and I'm really, really grateful that I got to play some of that for all of you. Before we get into the next artist and the next album of the hour, I'm going to be playing a couple of show promos and PSAs. You already know how it goes. But stay tuned, because we have a whole half hour of archival info and music to play for all of you. Only on Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF, as well as host of Analog Archives.
Curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
All right, and we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And the next artist we have for this hour is someone by the name of Jerry Hanna. And this is off of an album that he produced by the name of Whereabouts Unknown. This is a cassette tape that I'm holding here, or at least a cassette tape case. And there are some notes on it, and I think they're very, very fascinating. Well, one, first of all, is it says that this album was recorded in 1985 and 1986 in Matsqui Prison on a four-track cassette tape recorder. And all songs are composed, arranged, and performed and produced by Jerry Hanna. And there are some notes on the bottom that say, to many people, it will be surprising that Jerry Useless, former bass player for the punk rock band The Subhumans, has produced an album of abstract New Age synthesizer compositions. To many others, it will be a shocking departure for Jerry Hanna. topical folk singer slash ex-member of the now-jailed urban guerrilla group Direct Action, also known as the Squamish Five, to make his statement via a non-verbal album expressing emotions and meditations. After listening to Whereabouts Unknown, a form of musical expression that sets no limit on itself, this development in Jerry's artistic evolution will come as no surprise at all.